John, you've had time now to decipher what took place last weekend. And I suppose, what have you come up with? What do you think happened last week from a Donegal point of view in that defeat to Tyrone?
Well, I suppose the powers that be will know a lot more than me, so I'm not going to try to reimagine what Jim's going through this week. But listen, it was just a bad day at the office. I think, you know, Tyrone at any time coming in to play us or us going there is always going to be a banana skin. It's always going to be a dangerous game. And, you know, people kind of forgot about Tyrone after Armagh beat them, but ultimately Tyrone probably should have beat Armagh and we should have been playing Tyrone in an Ulster final of all things from being equal. So very good side. And again, they just proved that last night again, where they won another under 21 championship, All Ireland. So they always have players coming through and they're a very gifted side. And then marry that to the fact that we were just a little bit off. You know, the fact that, you know, we had to replace our keeper at the last minute had an impact because it probably shortened the whole field by 25, 30 metres because Patton's kick out going over the top was voided to a certain extent and it meant Tyrone could push us a little bit more onto us in the half back line, full back line. And then our kicking was a little bit off. We gave away two sloppy, unlike Donegal type goals. And then ultimately at the very end of it all, we were in a position where we could have won the game. So all those things being equal, you know, everybody saw what happened. I think what really has happened is that we've had a bout of injuries over the last couple of weeks. I think the wear and the tear of the Ulster Championship has started, not so much caught up with us physically in the sense that the team is fit enough and everything else. But I think when you look at, you know, the likes of Niall O'Donnell, Jamie Brennan, Big McGee, who had been very important players to bring on, particularly McGee around the middle of the park when we were really struggling, weren't available for selection for one reason or another, you know, injury related. And then big Caelan McGonagall came off. Paddy McBrady didn't start. Mogan didn't start. All those things put together left us very vulnerable, and Tyrone exploited that. And then, as I said, ultimately, with 6 to 7 minutes to go, we were 2 points up for the first time and we were in the driving seat. And we let it slip. So I would imagine the squad and Jim and support management would be very disappointed about the way they let it slip at the end.
Not much time for a bounce back. Just over 7 days later, you find yourself heading to Breffni Park. Do you expect a positive reaction to come now from Donegal this weekend, John?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the one thing you can't question about this squad is their integrity and the fact that they always put a shift in. And even when things weren't going right on Sunday, they were still putting a big shift, or Saturday even, a big shift in. They'll do exactly the same thing on Sunday. Obviously, what they'll look to do is rectify their mistakes that they made, cut out those mistakes that led to the, you know, the Tyrone goals, and maybe be a little bit more clinical in front of the posts. I think we kicked 11 or 12 wides. And to be fair, most of them weren't difficult, you know, shots to take on. We just misfired in that regard. So you'd expect Donegal to rectify those. You would expect them to understand that this is ultimate championship right now. If we don't win this game, we're under serious pressure. So all things being equal, you'd expect Donegal to come out very positively and go after it. Now, again, injuries will have an effect on the team that Jim can put out on the field. And then the other side of the equation is they're going to Cavan, who are buoyant after an extremely impressive win against Mayo. And, you know, had a good performance for, I would say, 50 minutes against Tyrone in the early round of the Ulster Championship. So it's by no means a formality to waltz into Breffni Park and get a win out of it. It's going to be a hard-fought game against a very buoyant team that's going incredibly well right now.
And obviously, from a Donegal perspective, you mentioned a lot of players there that had knocks and have injuries, some key players like Jason McGee and Sean Patton. As this championship goes on, and if Donegal are going to continue in the championship down the line, the likes of these players will Donegal will need them available for it, John.
No, absolutely. And I think that's the one big criticism of the current championship format. It's very, very physically demanding on teams that look to go deep into the championship. And I think you need a huge degree of luck as well as skill and fitness to ensure that your top players remain fit throughout the championship. And if you look at the current, you know, four divisions, if you look at where Kerry are, it's really kind of a waltz in the park for them to get through to the semi-finals or quarterfinals and semi-finals without expending too much energy. And then you flip that on its head and you look at the route that Armagh, Galway, Donegal, Tyrone have to go, where it's ultimately the Ulster Championship all over again after going through a very grueling championship, it seems a little bit unfair. And if Donegal are to continue in the championship and go on and ultimately claim the ultimate prize, which is the All-Ireland, it will be a monumental feat, because the defeat against Tyrone has made it more difficult. It means we'll probably have to play an extra game even if we get through, which hopefully we will. So it makes it very difficult, and that then makes it very difficult to recover players, to get enough time on the training ground to prepare for the next game. So it's a daunting undertaking at the present point in time.
Is it too much to ask of a team to play 5 games in 6 weeks and still try to make an All-Ireland semi-final or a final? Because that's what Donegal may have to do here, because they'll have their 3 group games and then a prelim quarter-final. That is if Tyrone don't want to have any of their matches and Donegal don't top the group, and then have a quarter-final. So if you're to make the last four, Donegal here could be facing into a period of 5 games in 6 weeks. Like, how big an ask is that of a group, Joe?
It's a huge ask when you tie in the fact that they've already played 4 or 5 games at an intense level over the last 5 or 6 weeks. So it's not just the body of work ahead of them, but it's the body of work that they've had to undergo to get to where they are right now. It's incredibly draining, both physically and mentally. And I can imagine Jim is wrecking his head on this right now, and how to get results and then try to manage the situation he's in as regards those injuries. It's very unfair on players. Ultimately, I don't think that you see the best teams at the latter end of it, because it is luck of the draw. I would suggest that, when these groups are finally decided, Armagh will carry injuries, Galway will be carrying injuries, Dublin will be carrying injuries, and Donegal and Tyrone will be carrying injuries. While on the other side of the equation, Kerry are going to be very much, have gone through the process without and taking any cracks or chinks to their armour. So it's an incredibly difficult task, Oisin. There's no doubt about that. Should Donegal go to an All-Ireland semi-final and final this year and ultimately succeed, it'll be an incredible feat for all the things that you just outlined there. It's an incredibly difficult task.
The other game in our group is, of course, Tyrone and Mayo. Two contrasting results in the first round. Mayo, of course, lost surprisingly to Cavan. Tyrone will be buoyed by that victory over Donegal. What sort of game are you expecting here? Because this can go either way. So it can. Obviously, the Mayo manager is not available due to illness, which happened last week, but he is expected to come back. But Stephen Rochford's there, so that team could get a bounce. They've had a longer, I suppose, layoff than Tyrone as well. What's your thoughts on this one going into the Hayley Park encounter, John?
Well, if you looked at it just on basic form right now, you would think that there's only going to be one winner, and that's going to be Tyrone and Omagh. Never an easy place to go, even if Tyrone are not going well. But this is a really good Tyrone side. Make no mistake about that. It wasn't like Donegal rolled over last week and allowed Tyrone to beat them. This is a quality side. And all form would suggest that Mayo will go to Omagh and get beat. I don't see anything other than that. I know there's always this unpredictability with Mayo, and you don't know what kind of Mayo we're going to show up, or even in the same game, you don't know what kind of Mayo we're going to show up. But Cavan really showed their frailties. 50 minutes into the second half down in Mayo on their home ground, Cavan were a point up after going in 3 or 4 points down at half time, and they just failed to push on through. I think there's a real lack of quality in this Mayo side compared to the older sides that are there. Some of their main players are getting older. This Tyrone side right now, after that Donegal result, is going to be bouncing. The other thing is, I know it's 2 games on the bounce for Tyrone, but they've also had 4 weeks to prepare. So they've been in the background when Donegal were going to an Ulster final and Mayo were going to a Connacht final. So they've had a good degree of rest and preparation for these 2 games. So I would suggest that on current form, and given where the state of play in both counties, because there's a lot of unrest in Mayo at the present point in time, both from a board perspective and a playing perspective, it looks like Tyrone should win this and probably won it by 4 or 5 points at least.
Okay, listen, John, many thanks for joining us tonight. We wait to see how these games pan out. Enjoy the football at the weekend, okay?
Will do. My pleasure. Thanks very much, Oisin.